Has it ever struck you how unfair the money system of the world is? That the rich can afford things, but the poor can't. That the rich can get health care, but the poor can't. That the rich can get food that's good for your body, that the poor can't. Well, in this video, I'm going to share with you what God said to me recently when I came to Him and I said, God, this is an unfair system. And He showed me what His system looks like instead. Hi there, I'm Lisa Vandenberg of AccomplishYourPurpose.com, where we love helping you to understand who you are and whose you are and help you to fully work out and walk out the purpose of your life. So come across and visit us at AccomplishYourPurpose.com because we would love to walk out life with you too. So the other day, I was just talking to the Lord about this unfair system. We go and see a naturopathic doctor for my husband, and it's expensive, right? And I was just sitting there looking at these rows and rows of supplements and going, Lord, but what about people who can't afford these things? What about, how do they deal with the brain fog or the lack of energy or whatever it is that they might be dealing with? What happens when you don't have the money to do that? And I said, God, it's not fair. Why should the wealthy be able to have access to these things that'll fundamentally help in every area of life, but people with less money don't? And so, as He always does, when I come to Him with something like this, and by the way, He loves to debate with us. He loves to talk things through with us. He loves when we ask Him questions like this, because then He gets to have a conversation with us. So we started this conversation and I said, okay, Lord, what do You have to say about that? What does that look like? And He said, Lisa, you are completely right. The money, the mammon system of the world is completely unfair. Doesn't mean that money's bad, none of that. It just means that the system of how mammon works in the world is not fair to everybody, right? Money is simply a small portion of the provision that God brings into the world, right? So I said, okay, Lord, I can see that, right? That there are so many ways that we can be blessed beyond just money, right? But what does the kingdom look like? And He said, but Lisa, the money may not be the great fair and equalizer on the earth, but faith is. Money may not be accessible to everybody on the earth, but faith absolutely is, right? Every one of us, first of all, we're invited to be children of God. The gift of salvation, the gift of what Jesus did on the cross is available to everybody. We have all been invited back home into God's family. So there's no bias, doesn't matter where you live, what your past has been, nothing. Jesus came to invite you to come back into the family. So that is the first great equalizer in the kingdom. The second one is that as believers, we have this opportunity to have faith in God. We have the opportunity to have faith in what Jesus did, right? What He bought for us. So the places we couldn't go before, Jesus got us an all-access card and went, here, you take this all-access card, and now you are able to access the realm of miracles. Now you are able to access unconditional love because your Father loves you unconditionally. You're now able to access the realm of faith. You're able to access the Holy Spirit. You're able to access wisdom and understanding, like all of the beautiful gifts that the kingdom brings that we can operate in on earth because we are sons and daughters of the living God, right? So I said, wow, Lord, so tell me a little bit more about that. What does that look like? And He said, well, Lisa, I've talked to you about multiple streams of income versus multiple streams of provision before, and we'll put a link down to that video underneath this in the description. But basically, multiple streams of income means that you're restricting God to an exchange of money for goods or services. That is the world system of exchange for getting money that can enable you to buy more, right? It's still another exchange. Whereas God's system, the kingdom, works by multiple streams of provision. And that exchange of money for goods and services is simply one little piece of the way God can provide. So I said, okay, Lord, what does faith look like in this, right? And so He said, so Lisa, when I say to you in Mark 11, 23 to 24, you know, say to this mountain, it'll be moved, and whatever you believe will be done. I am giving you access, have given you access. What Jesus did has given you access to the vault of what faith can do, right? So when you sit with me and you go, Lord, my body isn't feeling very well. one of the routes we can do is go and get more vitamins and more medicine and go and see doctors. And it's brilliant. It is an avenue of what God has given us to find healing for our body, right? There is also, though, the realm of miracles, where God can heal our bodies without the need of exchange for money, for vitamins or medicine, or the as goods, right? Or with the exchange, with the exchange of money for services, like going to see a specialist doctor, right? There are two avenues to obtain healing. And as children of God, we get to come to this one first. We get to come to faith first, right? And as God leads us, if His way of healing us is through medicine and through doctors in the medical world, that's awesome. But we came to Him first and let Him lead and direct us of where His provision lies for us to be healthy. Ah, right? So it's just the same. If we want great education for our kids, if we want to be able to have a home that is safe and keeps us warm or keeps us cool, right? Or a place where we can come and sleep in safety. It's the same when we're talking about the clothes that we get to wear, things that would keep us warm in cold weather, things that would keep us cool in hot weather. It's the same for every single aspect of life. The delights, the things that delight your heart, whether you're an outgoing person who loves to be around others, God can give you opportunities to be able to do that. Whether you're a more introverted person and you love to be in the quiet and stillness, He can give you that too, right? Isn't this just amazing? It opens our minds to the fact that it really doesn't matter whether you are currently in a third world country, in third world circumstances where there isn't much access to money and services, right? Or whether you're in an opulent surroundings where there is a lot of access to everything. Whether you're, what doesn't matter what color your skin is, doesn't matter what country you were raised in, doesn't matter the place that you currently live, doesn't matter your level of education. It doesn't matter whether you came from a family that was really good or a family that was broken. None of those things can determine your level of access to the provision of God through faith, right? So my friend, this is such encouraging news today. I want to invite you to sit with the Lord and just have this conversation with Him and go, okay, God, what does faith look like in the areas that were lacking in my current circumstances? Like at the moment, my husband is under the care of a doctor, right? So Lord, what does that look like for me, Lisa, to be able to come to You first in faith and go, God, thank You that every morning when I put the cream on him that helps his muscles to not be so sore, to be able to pray as I do that, to be able to go, thank You, God, that his body is whole. Thank You that his body is strong. His body is vigorous. His body's got lots of energy. Thank You, God, that every time you put your glasses on, go, thank You, God, for 20/20 vision. Thank You that my eyes are well and healed and whole. Right? To be able to speak in faith over our physical bodies, if your physical body is sore, or your circumstances, if your circumstances look bad, right? Or you need something in your circumstances. Let God be God. Let Him show you the magnificence of what faith can do. Because truly, my friend, no matter where we are, what our circumstances are, faith is the great leveler. Faith is the great opportunity and invitation from God to access all that He has, regardless of what you may be physically experiencing, where you live, where you are right now. So good. There are a couple of these journaling questions in a PDF below this video. So I encourage you to just scroll down in the comments and click on those. They just help you to process these things through with God. And then come across and visit us at accomplishyourpurpose.com. We have some wonderful free resources there for you to enable you to know more of who God is and who you are, how He created you to be and to operate in the world. Right. So as always, Jesus is inviting you on an adventure today. Will you accept? Come across and visit us at accomplishyourpurpose.com and like and share this video. Let's send good news around the world, my friend. And I will see you next time. Bless you, bless you, bless you.